If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here, a little Sunday sauce. Not going to take up too much of your time tonight. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Man, I came here to have a good time. But that Yankee game, that was a waste of time. I think I lost brain cells watching that game. Mucho stupido, a lot of dumb. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. I don't even want to talk about it, but I know that's what we're going to do. So dial up, and I'll get in front of it. If you're going to call up and fire Boone and Aaron Boone suck, like, please, 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 spare us. It is what it is. If you just heard the post-game show, you heard Yankees manager Aaron Boone's answer. That's not the decision to not pinch hit Rice or Wells is not what lost them the game. That was a stupid game. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Look at the lineup. Look at the lineup. I haven't been on since Friday, so I have so many things in my notes to go through. We'll start with the Yankees, and hopefully we'll get past it. But I think last time I was on, I said this team, just because of the Jazz injury, I'm like, this team can't afford to lose another everyday starter. Everyday player, position player. So Jazz goes on the IL on his jersey night. Damn. And then you end up losing Volpe after the game yesterday. So you're really thin. You're really light. Shout out to you. If you went up to Yankee Stadium and got a Giancarlo Stanton Jedi bobblehead and you know you were out there from 10 a.m. to now 6 p.m. or whatever it was. But, I didn't make the trek up there today. I just kind of knew because the Yankees are weather affected always. If there is a chance of rain in the forecast, cold in the forecast, there's a chance that the Yankees are just not going to be ready to rock. They are weather affected. If you go and look at the games that they've lost and it was either cold in the beginning of the year or some rain during the game, there's a direct correlation. 888-808-1019. But, you know, when I say look at the lineup, obviously, when the bottom of the Yankees lineup, you go, not even, just Dominguez, Ascara, Reyes, Cabrera, Peraza. How did we end up here? May the 4th be with us. It was not. It was certainly with our actual little brothers, the Tampa Bay Rays, who singled, and they just were hitting ground balls. Some plays weren't made. Obviously, they have the fastest player in the history of the game, but like, that was just a stupid game. And you know that Tampa was excited for it because they play in the Yankee spring training home. So to play in Yankee Stadium in the big ballpark, they always are comfortable here. For years, they've been comfortable here. And you can't have enough pitching. That leads me into my next point. They always have pitching. They always find anybody. And so today, when I see that lineup against Taj Bradley, I'm like, well, I guess this is a scheduled loss. And it didn't need to be. It didn't actually need to be. It didn't have to be. They could have won this game. They rallied. But play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Like, I don't know. Ground ball after ground ball after ground ball. you make the guys in the bottom of their order look like heroes, and our guys at times look like zeros. Dominguez taking the wrong route to the ball. Ball goes over his head. Peraza, errors. Didn't Ascara have a catcher's interference? There was so many little stupid things in this game. Oh my God, I'm losing brain cells watching. I'm getting mad for no reason. I'm not about to let the Yankees ruin my Sunday. A perfectly good Sunday. We are blessed. I am thankful. And all of that, I'm not about to get worked up over another Will Warren start where Will Warren is in over his head. Will Warren, the young guy, it's apparent. It's obvious. He's not what he looked like in spring training, because this is not spring training. And now he's got a lot of starts. Not a lot, but he's got more starts this year than he had last year. And you're starting to see, right, when I said you can't have enough pitching, the Yankees don't have enough pitching. There's a glaring stat out there right now. The Yankees are undefeated with Max Fried starting. They are three games under 500 with anyone else starting. They are 7-0 with Max Fried on the mound. They're 12-15 with anybody else that goes out there and toes the slab. So, man, let's get into it because I just want to start it and get away from it and get off of it. Again, you know, Boone said with no outs, he wanted to stay with J.C. Ascara in that position. Hell, I didn't know, one, Volpe was like, when you're watching the game, they show you Volpe's available on the bench. So I'm thinking that he's going to come into the game for, you know, the end of the game. Not even to go back to yesterday, he stayed in after he got hurt because there wasn't that much of the game left, and arguably that decision might have cost us the game. So play stupid games, win stupid prizes. When we're in this position today, I also don't know that J.C. Ascara has the ability to play third base. Newsflash to me. Either way, he said that he wanted to stick with J.C. there, and with two outs, he wasn't going. Of course, he grounds into a double play. That's another thing with the Yankees today, grounding in double plays. And Yorbit Vivas, congratulations. Great moment for you for your first hit. But ultimately, nothing else came from it. Ultimately, the efforts were wasted. And it kind of leaves you here scratching your head like, bro, did we just lose a series like that at home to the team renting out our spring training ballpark? These bums. We make the Tampa Bay Rays feel like they're all stars. Aranda. Nah, how about this guy, Taylor Walls? Like, he got right. He came to Yankee Stadium and got right. You know, Yandy Diaz leaves with three hits. I'm not even going to say, like I said, Chandler Simpson, fastest man alive. But, like, that speed wreaks havoc. So I'll let you guys have at it. I'll let you guys get to it. Bruce in Flushing on the Fan. Go for it, Bruce.
Thank you. 3 points. Number one, if you remember Thursday night, I said, can Brian Cashman, Brian right-handed hitter, and next day he picked up a right-handed outfielder who's had some power over the last couple of years. So it's nice that Brian listens to the show.
He does. So Brian De La Cruz, I mean, I haven't been on since that move, but like it's a move. I don't know if we'll see him, when we'll see him, but
we'll
sure.
See him.
It's
we'll
one
see.
Of those, it's those, that's a typical Cashman move, a little move around the margins.
Right. Second point. I'm not going to go crazy over this. I'm not going to say fire Aaron Boone, but his excuse did not make sense in the postgame show. All he had to do was put Wells instead of Ascara. And his reasoning, well, I had a pinch hit for Cabrera. No, you didn't.
No, I know. And Wells came in right after, and that's what I was saying. I don't know, man.
You know, I mean, this is the reason why Yankee fans, sometimes myself, and other ones say Boone has very bad baseball instincts, even though his daddy and granddaddy all came from a baseball family. A normal manager would have pinch hit up Wells for him. That's the bottom line.
No, and yes, I think that's why most of us are scratching our head, kind of upset, kind of mad, because you had the opportunity. It looked like we were about to get it done there. I guess they have faith in Ascara. He's a hitter. He's a known hitter, but not really. Like, I don't know.
He's hitting 193. Yankees 193. Please.
Yeah, yeah.
Last point. I'm tired of watching this pitch. Yeah, he's a young guy. Yeah, he can do this and that and some.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bed breaks. Bottom line, he's not ready. So I'm going to propose a trade for you, and this trade is not necessarily a panic move, but I think a well-thought-out move. Williams, not because he's been bad this season, because we need pitching. Philly has no bullpen. Dombrowski knows Williams is a proven product. You trade Williams for Walker, DeJohn Walker, the ex-Met. He has 2 years to go at $18 million, so you tell Philly, pick up $8, $10 million, and we'll give you your closer.
Maybe. They didn't even sniff him 2 years ago when he was a free agent, when he was very available. They didn't even talk to him, I don't think. So
but
now with the money that he did get...
For desperate measures.
Yeah, I think they're going to call up Alan Winans before they actually do that. And they also love Devin Williams. They went to get him, and they're going to keep working on him and get him right. Thanks for the call, Bruce. They're not trading Devin Williams. They just traded for him a couple months ago. It sucks, but it is what it is. This is a makeshift. Like, even, you know what else is stupid about this game? Carlos Cookie Carrasco ends up in this game. I'm like, I know we got to save the bullpen for the San Diego Padres series. We might get waxed. The Padres are good. And, I mean, they like coming to Yankee Stadium. They've got some star players. Michael King of New York is about to return. Oh, boy. See, this is what happens. You got the best hitter in the game, and Judge keeps his streaks going. But that's not enough. That's not enough. You lose Jazz, you lose Volpe, and ain't it funny how fans were just coming for both of those players. Ah, Jazz and Volpe can't be in the lineup together. Now they're not in the lineup at all. Oh, Jazz, he strikes out too much. Yeah, he's not hitting. Well, he's gone. Volpe, the DFA Volpe. He hasn't been good enough, even though Volpe turned the corner right before he just suffered an injury. Hopefully he's available tomorrow. They're saying that he's potentially going to be in the lineup tomorrow. Hopefully, you know, another day of rest works for him. And he's a young guy, and, you know, hopefully he can heal up. But, yeah, other than that, man, it's the pitching. You can't have enough pitching. And right now, you know, Clark Schmidt got scratched yesterday. Shout out to Ryan Yarbrough. This year's Michael Tonkin. Like I said, when he first came through, like Michael Tonkin last year, didn't want anything to do with the guy. Now I see his worth and his value, and I don't know. They have to figure this out. We're not waiting on Luis Gil to return, right? Oh, wait, when is that? Next month? We're still in first place. You can look at the standings and say that, right? The Boston Red Sox seem like they're not really they win some, they lose some, and then, Tampa is in third place. So, honestly, the division is – the Yankees should have, the Yankees are struggling to get their 20th win. The Yankees should have, 24, 25 wins. Billy is in Westchester County, New York. You just got to laugh at it. You got to laugh at the pain. You got to laugh it off. It's stupid. That was mucho stupido today.
How you doing, Keith? Hope all's well. Keith, listen, we can't pitch Will Warren and Carrasco anymore. It's time for desperate measures right away. Within a week. Like you said, the Padres are going to come in. They might sweep them. You got to go to teams that are out of it. You can't wait till the trade deadline. Trade deadline will be done. Because Schmidt's no Bob Gibson either. So, you know, we got to make a move. How about Miami, their ace?
Everybody has said Sandy Alcantara, but they're gonna take they're gonna take the best offer they could get, and they're gonna wait on that. And Cashman waits till the deadline to make moves like that. Anyway, I know you said it can't wait, but
it's gonna be too late, Keith. It's gonna be too late. You know, I want to ask you something else too. Volpe, Dominguez, right? They both don't look. You know, think about what we could have had those guys when they were coming up the farm system. Every time one Cashman, there's a trade possible, Cashman right away said, no, untouchable. Volpe's untouchable. Dominguez is untouchable. Think of the players. Forget about Volpe, you know, he doesn't even look close to Witt, and there's some other shortstops he doesn't look close to. But not saying he's a bad player or good, you know, but look what they could have got for these guys. And there was no talk of it. Cashman right away. Right?
Yeah.
Right away, says, no. It's off the table. Don't even talk about it. We don't.
Thanks for the call, Bill. It's in the past, and it's a philosophy thing, right? They had been burned by some of these big contracts in the past. They literally, Hal Steinbrenner came out and told you when they, you know, had the beard policy meeting or announcement, they're like, I don't feel like you need to, you know, have the highest payroll to build a good team. So it's a philosophy of homegrown talent, right? Developing prospects and letting them emerge and giving them a leash. And like, you've seen that with Volpe. You're seeing that somewhat with Dominguez, not so much with Dominguez. That's another thing about the lineup today, right? You know, with this home stretch, this home stand, I get giving Judge the DH day. But I got to have Ben Rice in the lineup. Ben Rice isn't just one of the best hitters on your team. Ben Rice has been one of the best hitters in the division, in the American League. Like, it's the rubber match. It's the rubber match. And then, you know, with the emergence of Trent Grisham, you know, I had a video I put out the other day about Grisham has been so good. It seems like now we've found a leadoff hitter with speed, and he's an everyday center fielder. And that changes the plan for Cody Bellinger. Congrats, Cody Bellinger, on your 200th home run. But ultimately, man, they were doomed from the start. From the line of construction facing Taj Bradley and who the Yankees put on the mound today. Will Warren for 4 2/3. You know some more dumb stuff? Like, he has a career high 8 strikeouts. Congrats. Congrats on the career high. 7 hits, 5 runs, 3 earned. And you're in a hole. You know, that game was over when it was 5-0. But at least they did show us some fight. Steve is in Holmdel, New Jersey. Go for it, Steve. You got it.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Yeah, as far as Will Warren is concerned, you know, he's facing basically a Triple A lineup today. But you can understand why he would have trouble against a Triple A lineup. When the Yankees brought him up last year from Triple A, the guy had an ERA of 5.65. So yeah, you wouldn't think he'd do any. So I wonder what makes him such a wonderful prospect. Second of all, we keep hearing about he's a young guy. Guess how old he'll be in 1 month?
26.
Without looking it up. 26. Last time I checked, 26 is not a young prospect. If this guy was any good, he would have been in the major leagues 3 years ago. Now, real quick. So
they're going to say, you know what they're going to say. Like, they're going to keep him up here. There's no other options. He needs a little more seasoning. Clearly, like, he needs to be able to work on his command and his control at AAA. I don't know, man. It is what it is. We don't have any other options.
Let me tell you one other thing, because this is a very subtle thing, how he got into trouble earlier today. Clearly, it seemed like Boone was waving the white flag between starting Will Warren, which, of course, it's his turn, and the fact that that bottom of the lineup was ridiculous. But here's the thing, okay? They think that AAA players are great. They never want to trade them. But once they come up, they don't play them. Devos played. If you look at Devos's numbers in the minors, he was not striking out. He was hitting. He was doing very well. He played two games this weekend. A righty is pitching. Devos is hitting lefty, but he starts Reyes. But then he uses Devos as a pinch hitter for Reyes. Devos should have just been playing the game, and then at the end, they could have had Reyes to go in later on, and then they would have been able to pinch hit Wells. I don't understand what he's doing. One other thing, the Martian, okay? The Martian. Fact of the matter is, he's a subpar left fielder. If you're going to be a switch hitter, you can't be hitting 200 points higher lefty than righty. You might as well just bat lefty and call it a day. Now, was he any good in the minors batting righty? I mean, we got Spencer Jones in the minor leagues in Double A, who looks like he's going to be the next Joey Gallo, and he'll be 25 by the time he comes up. The Yankees just overrate their prospects. Name me one guy. I mean, Ben Price has been a wonderful surprise. Name me the last time a top Yankee prospect, other than Judge, has come up and played up to what they regarded him as in the minors. It never happens. Volpe has a two-strike approach of close your eyes and swing as hard as you can. Jazz, he's just up there hacking. It's just too much to watch, and I'm just tired of them overinflating their prospects.
Thanks for the call, Steve. I was letting you run there. A lot of times I wait till you guys say something that I completely disagree with, or I got to stop you right there. At least you threw Judge in with the prospects. And, I don't know what to tell you, man. They're in first place. But, like, that seems like that can evaporate with one bad week. And we could walk into the bad week right now with the Padres at home. 888-808-1019. We'll keep talking through it. Like I said, as I was watching this game today and I was putting my notes together for this show, I'm like, I don't even want to talk about this stupid game. This is a dumb one. What are we watching? I quit. I quit on that game like four different times. But we'll talk about it at least for the next 25 minutes. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dial up. We'll go through it. And we just got to flush the game in series. But doesn't that grind your gears? Like, it doesn't have to be this way against the poverty Tampa Bay Rays. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
During the break in my chat and with Rami Lavie, we were just talking about the Make It Happen Mets. It's hard to sweep a doubleheader, but right now the Cardinals have taken the first step to doing so. Alec Burleson with a two-run blast to put the Cards up 2-0 over the Mets right now. And the Mets, I thought the Mets, as I was listening to the game earlier, I thought the Mets were about to rally. It had Make It Happen Mets written all over it. I thought the Mets were about to come back and take that first one. But I know there's some Mets fans that might be as mad as the Yankee fans are with the game today. The debut of young Blade Tidwell. He is still young at 23. It was going all right until it wasn't. But yeah, we'll get into the Mets in a little bit. I was kind of waiting for this game to get going some. And I really, like I said, I haven't been on since Thursday, and I had things in my notes, and I was going to talk about Pete Alonso, but we need Pete Alonso to be the savior maybe again today. Nimmo has returned to his all-star form a little bit. What can you say about young Luis Angel Acuna? Pelotero, he's a young baller. He's got to be in the lineup. But again, it goes to the pitching. Can't have enough pitching. And you know what? We're just... As fans, we live and die with these games. 162 one-game seasons. Like, I just was joking in the chat, and I'm like, there are some Yankee fans right now pissed off. I'm like, you just heard some of them. I played three or four calls. Like, we're going to keep playing calls. They're pissed off because you want more. And when it's there, like I said, the Yankees should have like 22, 23 wins right now. They're struggling to get to the 20th win with these last two games, and you just get mad as a fan because you manage the team in your head. You're the general manager and manager in your head. And it's like, this is what I would have done. This is the lineup I would have put together. Why does this guy need rest? I thought this guy was available. Why would you go with this guy? And then, you know, shout out to Mike in my chat. Mike Stroh said, I'd also like to know why Reyes is even starting over Vias against a righty. This felt like a punt. And I'm like, they claim they don't punt. There are no punt lineups, and why would you be punting with a division rival in your building and the series on the line? What it is, and this is what I think, they always lean on veterans. They always lean on seniority. And to me, that I don't get that. Lean on, like, I think Yorbit Vivas is a better option. We've seen Pablo Reyes not be good. He it's not spring training. From Will Warren to Pablo Reyes to even Cody Bellinger, not to knock Cody because he did homer. But spring training is over. So, like, the data that we collected from down there in Tampa, home of the Tampa Bay Rays now, like all that is out the window. And Yorbit Vivas is here. He's going to get some run. He's going to get some opportunity. But yeah, that's Pablo Reyes being a 31-year-old Major League Baseball player versus a young Yorbit Vivas literally making his debut this weekend. 888-808-1019. Steve is in Hicksville, New York on the Fan next. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Keith. I'm a big fan. I've called you, but not recently. The last two, talk about the Yankees. The last two games are rough to watch. I'm not quite as angry and frustrated as the previous callers. A little frustrated. I mean, obviously, you called out the Reyes move, which was, head scratcher. What I want to talk about is, I understand, first of all, the comment about the rookie. I disagree with the previous callers. I think these rookies are young. They just need a little more time, get a little more confidence, maybe put them, maybe alter them in the lineup a little differently. You can make some other changes to help build their confidence. Rice should have played today. Bellinger should be lower in the lineup until he finds his swing. I mean, it was nice to see him hit a home run today, but he's either hit or miss. I just think the management, if you're going to ask me where the real problem here is, it's the manager. I think he's just making really strange management decisions, leaving guys in when they shouldn't, as you said, playing age over youth. I just don't understand. This was a rubber game they should have won, and the game was right there for them. So, yes, I'm frustrated, but it's young season now in first place. I mean, look, I'm thankful for where we are.
See, there's some positivity, or at least like level-headedness. Thanks for the call, Steve. It sucks to lose, but they're still in first place. They still have Judge, who is playing at a ridiculous level. I mean, I feel like when people say we take Judge for granted, it's not even that we take Judge for granted. It's just like he's so good. What else can we add? Like the stat that they had about Judge just put together the first month of the season that had never been done before. Like how many times he was on base, his total bases. Like he's breaking the game. Like there's nothing else to really add about Judge besides, hey, if this is just the first month, and fingers crossed this guy stays healthy and wins another MVP and powers us to October, because it looks like we're going to need to get on Judge's back a bit here, because there's so many other little flaws and now injuries are starting to come into play. Help him out. Like, make some moves. Put the best guys around him. Tweak the lineup. Some guys in the rotation are going to, help him out. If Judge, it can't be Judge. Like, that's what pissed me off about the game yesterday. When Judge starts us off with a homer like that, the rest of y'all got to follow up. Like, when Judge is dialed in to start the game and gives us an early pop, like, you got to follow up. You got to follow up. I feel like, didn't that happen on the road? That was the second time in a week that Judge homered early, and they didn't follow up. I'm blanking on it. Oh, in Camden Yards. So it's like, I don't know. It can't just be, Judge MVP on his own sometimes. Like, and I know Goldie has been great. I know we've gotten little bits and pieces here, but ultimately it's a team sport. It's a whole team. And the team is managed and generally managed. And they managed to blow this one. They found a way to blow this one against a Tampa Bay Rays team that I am not impressed with at all. There's no reason to, I give them props as an organization for what they do with finding players and their pitching. But like I said today, we made their lineup look like an all-star team lineup. They had their way. 16 hits and just ground balls. Aranda left the building, but I don't know. I'd find myself looking at them like, okay, they run, but that's what they do. I was listening to Susan talk about it. Like, they put the ball in the play, and they increase their chances of getting lucky. And when you have an infield that you've played with for the first time in a different batting order, like, you get got in your own building. Richard in Manhattan back on the Fan. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Keith. The Yankees, at this point, have the MVP on their roster, and they have the Cy Young Award winner on their roster. By the way, Fried would be 7-0 if he got credit for that win when they scored 20 runs 5 Saturdays ago. Mm-hmm. The torpedo bat game, he only went 4-0. So if they have both those guys, and they are 3 games ahead of Tampa, that is unbelievable. That means with all this going on with
Aaron Judge and Max Fried. That's all we can muster is three games. They have one-fifth of our payroll. One-fifth. Their stadium is one-quarter the size of our stadium. And we are only three games. I mean, there's something wrong here. They got to start waking up. I might have to spend more money because this is unacceptable. The injuries are coming. They don't have enough backups. All these guys we heard that's supposed to be so good, they're not panning out. The only one who's panned out, Fried and Goldschmidt. That's it. Other than that, we're not getting quality play from these new guys. And they're going to have to do something because Judge ain't going to keep hitting 430.
Right.
And Fried ain't going to go 24-0.
All right, it's a good start. But exactly, that's what I'm saying. You got to back these guys up. They're playing at an all-pro award-winning level.
Otherworldly. Well, it's not all-pro. Otherworldly. Nobody's ever done with these two guys. Now, it's only 22% of the season, but nobody's done this for this long. 7-0 in his seven starts. Look at his ERA and look at what Judge is doing.
Masterful.
So,
Fried
and
Goldschmidt
is a close second with Judge, by the way. We neglected him. He's been great. So I can't say that.
That's why Ben Rice. Ben Rice has to be
him.
In the lineup every time you can get him in the lineup. I know Stanton is on the way back, but like, put the best hitters in the lineup.
We need some good luck coming because we're running out of some luck here, and this was a disgrace this weekend. And I think the other night, what I would have done, I know it didn't affect anything Friday night. I would have left Williams in for the ninth inning, let him close. He pitched a great eighth inning, which is good, and I understand. And then they used Weaver, so now they didn't use Weaver yesterday, and they didn't use either today, right? They didn't use Williams.
He was warming up, if need be, wasn't needed.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why not keep Williams in? He only threw eight pitches in the eighth. Give him the ninth. That's a 3-1 lead. That would give him great confidence.
I got a counter with that, and thanks for the call, Richard. You got to slow play Devin Williams. And I talked about Devin Williams pitching in Yankee Stadium particularly. There are some people still ready to boo his ass. There are some people ready to jump all over the guy. You got out the way you got out, great. And you know what? We needed Luke Skyweaver. We needed them to do his whole Star Wars entrance and fire up the stadium. The stadium was cracking that night. That was a Jazz Chisholm jersey giveaway. Stadium was like really turned up for like a Friday night in the boogie down Bronx where Max Fried goes out there and shoves like that. Like, that's another thing too about the vibes and the energy that I talk about with who's on the mound. Damn, I wish Garrett Cole, why did it have to be now? Like, I knew it was inevitable, it seemed, from last year to this year. But, like, could you imagine if they had Cole in this rotation? You could figure it out with the rest of these guys. But, like, Fried has taken over the, like, Cole Day vibe. Like, when I get to the stadium and I link with the homies and it's Garrett Cole Day. Hey, Cole Day, Cole World, Cole Day, Cole on the mound, Cole Train. That's what it's turned into for Fried Day on a Friday, and you just have a belief. The Yankees have a belief. And then, like I said, he's so masterful out there. Everybody knows what's going down. He goes seven innings, one hit, six Ks. I need one more K for the parlay, but it is what it is. But then when Will Warren is on the mound, you just know, hey, this is a young guy figuring it out. He doesn't have his location. He's got to throw the fastball right down the middle of the plate to get that ball gets hit out. You know, he's falling victim to just soft contact. It is what it is. Same thing with Carlos Carrasco, who now you expect, right, when we look ahead to this Padres series, Carlos Carrasco came in today where that's what I was saying. This was just a dumb game. This was a game that I'm watching, and my son took his nap, and he woke up, and he wanted to watch Gecko's Garage, a.k.a. Gecko's Garage, for all the, I don't know, people out there that have kids that watch things on YouTube, and I let him have the big TV. I'm like, you got it, bro. My wife even laughed. I'm sitting there watching the Yankees on my phone eating before. I'm like, I don't even care about this game. I don't even want to talk about this game. But here we are. Allen is in New Hyde Park on the fan. Go for it, Allen, while I look up the pitching matchups on deck for this Padres series.
Keith, how you doing? How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. We've spoken a few times. You might know who I am. Couple of things. First of all, I went last night. I was at the Yankee home dinner, so I had a great chance. I met, you know, Dave Sims, Ricky Ricardo, and one of your coworkers.
One day I'm going to get an invite. That looks like a lot of fun. One day I'm going to make my way up to get an invite.
I spoke to Mark earlier about it, and yeah, had a great time. And I spoke to Boone. I'm not a Boone guy, so I wasn't going to put him down or anything. But you know, you don't, I don't do that, you know, I don't think it'd be the right thing to do. I know the call is, I'm not a, who has too many errors in my book. I also heard what you said. That's why I got on the phone. I heard, I also got rid of off the game, at 5-0 myself. I think it was getting out of hand in some ways. Tell me a couple of things here. Dominguez, the Martian. I mean, he should have caught that ball. I mean, he should have caught that ball, and that would have changed the game around.
Yeah, I don't know what the catch probability was, but on the broadcast, they're like he didn't get back to the wall. He kind of got twisted up.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like my call with you. I know you. I was telling the producer. I know you're a Yankee fan. I'll get back to that. I know you're a Dallas Cowboy guy. And I think kind you're of. A Devils fan and a Nets fan,
yeah.
Which is kind of odd.
I didn't know I would be a radio host on WFAN, the Fan in New York. I just started watching and rocking with whatever teams, you know.
Yeah, kind of odd. You have an odd combo, but it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
But listen, the Yankees. You know, I know you keep and the host keeps saying they're a first place team. Well, it's only May. It's only May 4th.
For now, I'm kind of saying it facetiously, like they're in first place now.
No, they're putting out a minor league team. Like the batting order today, Peraza is not a major league hitter. Dominguez every now and then runs into one. We all know Volpe's problems here and there. Chisholm is on the DL, and he's really been swinging like he's trying to golf the ball out of the stadium. You know, the number 90 that they brought up, I don't really know much about this guy. But, you know, they're just putting out a minor league team from 7, 8, 9 in the batting order, and sometimes 6. Let me ask you a question. You know, Rice, does he field lefty or righty when he's at first base?
I think he's a right-handed glove, but he's a left-handed bat.
Okay,
thanks for the call,
ahead.
Alan. Sorry, we're just up against it. It goes back to roster construction, and Yankee fans saying, we need a bat, a right-handed bat. Where's DJ LeMahieu? He's working on coming back. Will they get a bat? I don't know. When we come back, we'll talk about the Padres series and who's pitching and how it's going to line up. First hour down, 2 more hours to go. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.